Good afternoon to each and every one of you.
Good afternoon, Roy.
I'm going to have each one of you turn to 2 Timothy 3:2. 2 Timothy, Timothy, chapter 3, verse 2. Start out that. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. I'm going to tell you a story today. Somebody told me, and it hits home with what I used to be. There's two men. One that does see, and one that doesn't see. Now you take that when I say doesn't see, whichever way you would like to see. When you're born, God gives you gifts. If I took your eyesight away from you today, you walk in, you can't see no more. Would you be able to find your way around the world? If you didn't have your legs, what would you do? The gifts that God gives us when we are born are very special gifts. I want you to think while I tell you this story of what each and every one of your lives and the gifts that you have been given. There once was a golfer. This man was very good at his game. Now this can go for you. This could go for me. Doesn't matter what your profession is. You can be the best at the best and think you're the best at the best. He played tournaments. He played games. He won so much money. Money that you could just, it was coming in and going out. He started thinking one day, I beat everybody. I played this world, and I'm just the best. So his bragging, his boasting went on. Game after game, he thought, there's nobody going to beat me. Can't do it. Maybe. Doubt it. So he decided one day, he was going to start going around saying, you know what? I'll wager $100 today. I can sink a hole in one. I'm putting $100 up to anybody here that can do it. Well, this went on, and people took his wager. Very few won. He beat everyone. I told you guys, I am the best. You're not going to, I am the best. That's it. One day a man came up to him and told him, I'll take your wager. Let's go at it. Golfer turned around in shock. I'm sorry, friend. I can't play you. Man looked at the golfer and said, well, why can't you play me? Golfer looked up at him and said, you're blind. I'd be taking your money. What's that got to do with anything? I'm blind. It doesn't have nothing to do with me playing golf with you. Well, I just don't want to take your money. Oh, okay. So you're afraid of playing me? No, I just don't want to take your money. You're blind. What does that have to do with anything? Fine. I'll be glad to. Okay, fine. You want to play golf? That's good. We'll play golf. Name the time and the place. Man stood there. Tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Golfer said, fine, I'll be there. They went their separate ways. The next night, 7 p.m. came. The man asked him, would you like to take some practice shots? Don't need to, but I suppose if you want to, yeah, we can do that, you know. He agreed, so the golfer went first. Now keep in mind what time I told you this was. The first shot, the golfer missed. The second shot, the golfer got it. Hole in one. Third shot, the golfer missed. Fourth shot, he got it. Fifth shot, he missed. Then it was a man's turn to play. He missed all three, the blind man. The golfer asked him, would you just like to concede now? Because I'm going to beat you. The golfer, the man said, no, I don't want to concede. So he went on, and he shot the last two balls. He sunk them. The golfer was shocked. Then he turned around, and he was looking at the sky, and it was getting dark. Can we start this tomorrow morning and restart the game? The man asked him. He says, well, what's the deal with, why can't we play now? It's getting dark. I can't see the hole. He turned around to the golfer and he said, now you're on my playing terms. The man said, no, we cannot restart the game tomorrow morning. We're going to play now. So, the golfer now knew he was in trouble. So as he took the shots, he missed. He missed the first shot, he missed the second shot, and he missed the third shot. The golfer then hit a hole in one. He had one shot left. He knew he had to make this shot. He missed it. He had one hole in one. The next time the man took the shots, he hit every shot. He missed three. He hit two hole in ones. He won the game. The man, the golfer, was very astonished. Well, you won. Here's your money. The man looked at the golfer and said, I don't want your money. What good's that going to do me? At one time in my life, I was just like you. I had the world. I had everything I wanted. I had the money. I had the cars. I had the beautiful home. Everything. I was on the top of my game. I was given everything. And then I got in a car accident. My eyesight was taken from me. I lost everything. I lost my job. I lost my home. I lost my cars. Everything in the world that meant something to me, I lost. Why? Why did I lose all this? God doesn't even love me. Nobody loves me. I had everything. I was the king at one time. I had so much pity for myself. I didn't know how I was going to live. One day a gentleman came up to this blind man and he talked to him. And he asked him, why is your life over? What do I got? I've got no home. I've got no cars. I've got nothing. But you do. You just don't understand. You do have something. That man was a preacher. That preacher talked to him and got him to change his life and give his life to Jesus. His life became everything, better than he ever had. The money that he had meant nothing now. The homes he had, nothing. Those were just all possessions. Remember something today. Each and every one of us are here on this earth for a very, very short time. For us, it could be 80 years, it could be 100, it could be 50. Let's go to Proverbs 27:1. Proverbs 27:1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what the day may bring forth. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth. How many of us have found in our own worlds that we boast and say we're the best? I'm the best airplane pilot. I'm the best cleaner. I'm the best carpenter. I'm the best whatever it is. We've all been there. We've all done it. And not your own mouth. A stranger and not your own lips. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13:4. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Each one of us in our lives want to be the best of what we do. I want it, Fred wants it, everybody wants it. But don't let it get to the point that the worldly possessions take over your life, take over your soul, because if it does, I can promise you, each and every one of us, as Fred says, will bow a knee to Jesus Christ, and we will answer for that. The best things you can do are to be with Him, Jesus and God in heaven. And that is all I have today.
Very good, friend.